This episode of Real Life Sci-Fi is brought to you by Epic Reads and the new sci-fi fantasy Heart of Iron by Ashley Poston.
New York Times bestselling author Victoria Schwab says Heart of Iron delivers a delightful cast and nonstop thrills. The pages flew by and I couldn't put it down.
Don't miss this epic adventure, perfect for fans of Six of Crows and Firefly.
Pick up Heart of Iron today. Available now wherever books and audiobooks are sold.
Do you do audiobooks?
I tried, but the one that I tried to listen to was too quiet, and I was cooking.
Feral Audio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And this is the podcast that is about sci-fi stuff. Our guest today is our friend MC Griffin.
Hi, everybody.
What's up, bro?
Not much, man.
You're animator, artist. What are you, a cartoonist? Like, what would you say that you are?
I'm all that shit. I'm fucking, I'm an animator, cartoonist, illustrator, you know. I do a little bit of everything when it comes to, like, making cartoons. But I also, you know, I like, I've got some my own, like, weird stuff, too. Just recently I got to do a performance where I sang Christmas songs as Tom Waits.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a Tom Waits impression?
I absolutely do.
Okay, well, now you have to do it.
Okay, like, right this second?
Yeah.
Shit, man. All right. Okay. I'm just gonna sing a little a cappella.
Sing do you know the one what the fuck is it where he's like you're innocent in your dreams, that one? Do you know that one?
Wait, say one more time?
You're innocent when you dream?
No, but
that's the best one. You should know it.
Your innocence when in dream. That's a Tom Waits song.
Yeah, I think
it's a Tom Waits original.
Yeah, it's Tom Waits doing his weird Satan thing.
Maybe I know it, but just haven't. I just can't think of it.
It's really slow and nice. I like it.
You're gonna like this. This is gonna be. Well, here it'll be self-explanatory. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you say my collection's complete? Wouldn't you say I'm the girl who has everything?
Nice.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that a, I know it's a Disney thing.
Yeah, it's Little Mermaid.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my like go-to for karaoke.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay, we like to do kind of a test to see to see where you are.
Okay.
On the what are you crazy or are you sane scale?
Oh, shit. All right.
So do you believe in aliens?
These are all going to have complicated answers, man. Like, I mean,
yes
shit.
Or no?
Because I'm typically agnostic about everything. So like, no, but sure. Like,
okay.
Is this a long test?
You haven't seen enough, but you're not against it.
I've never seen an alien before. If some sort of like omniscient being that wasn't an alien somehow told me there were no aliens, I'd be like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But like, you know, if an omniscient being appeared to me and was like, I'm an alien, I'd be like, well, that makes sense. You have weird powers. That would be the only way I could explain that.
But you don't believe that like little green men have like visited John F. Kennedy or something
no.
like that.
But again, like only from lack of evidence, like personally,
okay.
Like,
do you believe in ghosts?
No,
not at all.
See, answer.
I
one.
Mean, same answer, but you've never experienced a ghost in any way.
No.
Okay. Do you think that Bigfoot is an interdimensional?
No, you have to finish that question.
I just
think
choked
I have
on my
to
own
it.
Spit.
Yeah.
No, do you believe in Bigfoot?
No. And of the things you cited so far, I believe in Bigfoot the least.
Okay. God, what else? This is where I fall apart. I remember these three, and that's it.
Yeah. Do you think Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK?
No. So is that like that pushes me more toward crazy, right?
No, there's more facts than that. Of, right. That
well,
than
look who you're asking. I mean,
okay.
He says no. I say yes.
I mean, similarly to my views and all this stuff, where it could be real or it could be not. I could be sane or crazy.
It seems like you're pretty sane to me. Like you seem like kind of like right there.
But I love ideas.
But you can be pushed either way.
Yeah.
Which is good. That's like kind of like the perfect guest to have.
Cool.
Even though like we kind of abandoned. We used to sort of like. I don't know if we ever really pulled it off, but we used to sort of like battle for who would. But I never had any facts.
Because
I never know anything.
If you guys are paying attention, I'm like a couple of test questions and a Tom Waits impression in, and I'm already the perfect guest.
So I haven't even asked you what we're talking about today. So
today we are talking about tulpas.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
T-U-L-P-A. Let me read the definition real quick.
Cool.
Tulpa is a concept in mysticism of a being or object which is created through sheer spiritual or mental discipline alone. Indian Buddhist texts call it an unreal, illusory, or mind-created apparition. The term comes from Tibetan to build or to construct.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes used synonymously to magical emanation, conjured thing, phantom. Some modern practitioners use the term to refer to a type of imaginary friend.
Although they would probably, there'd be some contention with the word imaginary. Like a lot of them feel like that would be a, I mean, we're already getting way ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. So this is a crazy
The tulpamancers out there, I just need you to know.
So hang on. You know,
I don't necessarily believe they're imaginary.
So wait, now you're back to not good guess. Because
from having compassion for other people?
Because you know about this.
A little bit. I gotta be honest. A lot of the research I did was in the days leading up to this episode,
uh-huh.
But it was just an excuse to kind of get more into something that I already had an interest in.
So what's the sort of conflict? I guess like
the conflict. Like, what do you mean? Like
in that we're talking about this. Like how
there is a group of people. Like they're mostly, if you want to look for them, they're out there. You can read their perspective real easily. They're on 4chan and Reddit, which should give you an indication of the level of discourse around this. Which is to say, it's weird. But yeah, there's a group of people who call themselves tulpamancers.
Okay,
and they engage in this practice where through, from what I've read, some sort of combination of like meditation and just sort of like creative thinking, they manifest what is essentially a split personality.
I feel like I stumbled onto that at some point.
It's starting to poke into the like popular culture quite a bit.
Let me tell this story that this guy had, and then we'll just see where we go from there. Because the thing is this. I don't know where the fuck to go. I'm sure you don't either. There's so many.
Oh, dude, yeah. There's a cryptozoology like angle to this. There's a like a mysticism spirituality angle. There's a fucking internet culture like psychology angle. So really, it's hard to know where to enter.
And well, I don't know.
Hang on, like as a layman, let me just tell you what this is my understanding right now, and then you can correct me or we can like move forward.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm speaking for the listeners at this point.
Do it.
So these people come up with imaginary friends and then like truly believe that they exist.
With caveats, yeah.
Okay, but that's like the basic like.
Yeah.
And we're only talking about that or are we talking about like witchcraft?
Well, the thing is this, it can go anywhere.
Yeah.
But does witchcraft enter into this, or is that something different?
In the sense of its origins, absolutely.
Okay.
But not necessarily in a modern context. I don't believe any of the people who presently consider themselves tulpamancers, I don't think any of them believe that they're actually manifesting anything real, or, well, anything physical.
What are they calling themselves?
Tulpamancers?
Mancers?
Mm-hmm. Like, you know how, like, oh, in D&D, you'd be a necromancer, okay, someone who can control
dead bodies. So, I thought it was, like, mancers. Like,
here's the whole thing. In order, there's videos on all over the internet on how to create your own tulpa.
Right.
And basically, you just have to do this. You have to, whatever it is, picture this being, because this being doesn't have to be human.
Mm-hmm.
So you picture this being and focus on them every day for like an hour. And then after days, months, years, it's different for everybody. This being will be real to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was this guy who, but I'm just going to tell this story real quick. This guy was getting paid to take part in a study.
But hang on. I'm going to let... Like,
there's multiple reasons for a lot of it comes from like the Hindu and Buddhist religions,
like a confidence thing or something. Or
now it is, now it is, yeah. But in its original context, it was you were like basically summoning yourself like a spirit guide, essentially.
Spirit guide, that's the biggest word.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay, so this guy, I'm just gonna tell this story real quick because it's a weird jumping off point that's kind of modern.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy, he was taking part in a study. And they told him to picture an alternate version of himself every day, right? And then, so basically, the study was to create a tulpa, and he created one.
It was that Michael Cera movie where he's got a pencil mustache, pencil. You guys don't know what I'm talking about?
I vaguely remember it.
I've seen that. I've seen the picture. I've seen his face, so I may have seen that movie. With that mustache, but I don't know what you're talking about.
So this guy's manifesting a version of himself that has a pencil mustache.
And he's super cool and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
he gets all the chicks.
All of a sudden, he's interacting with this other version of himself, right? Because it's real to him.
Yeah.
And where he started to freak out was, because these guys were monitoring him and asking him questions about like everything. And there was one day he was talking to his tulpa and he was telling him about his first date. And he's like, oh yeah, you know, the girl I was dating, going on a date with, she had a green shirt on. And his tulpa said, no, she had a yellow shirt on. And he was like, what? And he thought back and he's like, oh my God, it was yellow. And then, so he started freaking out and started talking to people that were putting the study on. I was like, why is this thing? What is this? And they basically told him that what they did was create a subconscious version of himself. So it's real to him. And that this being can do whatever it wants. It's not just whatever you think. Once you manifest it, once you create it, it is its own entity.
You can't put the genie back in the bottle.
But I don't buy that at all. Do you guys buy that?
I'm going to become a broken record with this shit. I'm of two minds about it.
But I don't believe, like, obviously you can be talking to yourself and be like, oh, wait,
but if you focus,
you buy into like split personalities, like people who are mentally ill, who have like multiple consciousnesses, like kind of at battle in their mind.
Yeah. What do you think of?
But isn't that like,
what do you think's going on with the multiple personality?
I don't know if that's a real thing. I think that's just a Hollywood thing. I don't think that exists.
My perspective is that so much stuff that we can't explain, like, as far as people's medical experiences, can be chalked up to psychosomatic sort of, mm-hmm. like their mind is making it real. I think that considering that, like, manifesting a tulpa takes, by all accounts, like, again, I'm not going to do this. I've never done it.
I'm not going to do it either.
But,
why?
I'm afraid.
Is there a nefarious?
Like, there are.
No, it takes time. It takes a lot. Like,
well, he just said he was afraid, though. What's spooky about
like
it?
There are some people that compare, because this is like a new, it's not a new thing, but it's new to this realm or to the modern world. If you've ever, I always watch possession videos. You ever watch videos of people being possessed?
No, we have completely different internets, dude. Yeah.
but my thing is, once I hear the person talking as the possessed person, I have to shut off my audio because I don't.
Yeah,
those words
creepy.
Might be true in my room.
Oh, right.
I don't know what's going.
Yeah, you told me that. You think it's going to get summoned into your room?
Yeah.
But somebody suggests is that some people think that demonic possession is just tulpa that is trying to inhabit you, and that like when you have poltergeists. Poltergeists are fucking crazy.
What is the difference between poltergeist and anything else?
A poltergeist is actually something that makes physical things happen.
Oh, okay.
And so a lot of people that that are being haunted by poltergeists, this study, you know, there's studies about everything, but the thing that I saw basically said, hey, everybody that we've studied, it's not about a house. It's not about anything. It's about the person.
Right.
And so what somebody is suggesting that if somebody is being haunted by a poltergeist, they've basically accidentally created a tulpa that is bad.
Right.
So this whole concept, right, it originates in Tibetan, like, Buddhism. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And you're going to have to forgive me. Like, I took a lot of notes, and I read everything.
You're
I'm
going to
butcher.
You sound like me.
No.
This is what I sound like.
and again, I'm going to sound a little, I'm going to be a little quick on the draw with, like, all this stuff, only because this is a topic I'm very excited about.
Well, what makes you excited about it? Like, why are you into it?
Because it is this, it's this weird intersection where you can use this starting point to talk about a lot of strange stuff, but it also intersects in a lot of things that I'm simultaneously drawn toward, repelled by, like this resurgence of modern day tulpamancers or whatever,
right,
that started in the brony community. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Like the idea that, like,
of course it did, because they're like, right, these like weirdos that don't have friends.
Like there's this sort of,
I have friends,
especially cause like I'm an artist and I've been doing, you know, I'm right on the cusp of millennialness.
How many My Little Ponies have you drawn?
None. I think I drew a picture of a girl getting fucked by My Little Pony one time.
Nice.
How many do you own?
That's the closest.
Do you own any pony?
Not a one.
Dude, I have like 30.
The brony thing. Well, yeah, but you have an aesthetic. Like with you, it makes sense. Like,
that's true.
Like, whereas if I did it, it'd be because I'm only just in my early 30s.
But isn't it like, it's so weird, right? It's a sexual thing, isn't it?
No.
Dude, it is.
I'm not a real brony.
No, I'm
just a fan of the cartoon, and I would dress up. Dude, the cartoon's so good. Their characters are so great.
Yeah, the new one?
Yeah,
it's good.
Friendship is Magic. No. Yeah,
canceled, and wasn't that like 10 years ago already?
Yeah, but it's so good, man.
Well, yeah,
it really is a solid cartoon.
But the creator left. She left like after the second season or something like that.
We're talking about Craig McCracken.
I don't know, some
lady,
bitch.
Yeah.
And the fact that I can't think of her name is horribly offensive.
I know, me too. I'm like, I fucking know it.
I just called her a bitch for no reason.
Tara, yeah, and I'm like, no. She does a lot of the voices. She's not
creator. Whatever.
Yeah.
But the point is something clicked in the minds of a lot of, like with me, okay,
because,
with people my age,
because
it's Sonic
brony,
people.
I'll tell you exactly why it happened with bronies, mm-hmm, because they're, well, for one, they're losers. And they are, and that's like a fact. And I'm not doing it in like a Donald Trump way. They're just losers. And they found a bunch of other losers to be friends with online, which is great. That's how a lot of communities are formed. But when your only friends are like states away and you only see them during these weird conventions where everybody's in, you know, pony gear, then you have to create like another friend.
I mean, yeah, in the case of for exactly what we're talking about, yeah, I don't want to make a blanket statement that anyone who likes MLP, Friendship is Magic, is a loser, but
I've never heard it referred to as MLP. Now you're a loser, too.
I've only heard Mary Louise Parker referred to as MLP.
Right.
What?
The
MLP's traveling.
I think you'd have to be pushed to the brink of...
Because I worked on weeds.
I thought you were like a weird fan of hers.
Yeah. I think you'd have to be pushed to a weirdly desperate place to want to literally manifest
for sure
a new consciousness inside your brain.
But the thing is this, it fascinates me because what if I could create... And I love the idea that I'm creating the subconscious version of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to do that, to interview myself. I feel like I could learn more about myself and what
I'm... You can do that right now. You just have to be honest with yourself.
Well, yeah. Also, it's this weird... The part that I find most interesting is the discipline part.
Right.
And I think that you could be full of shit. Like, I think you could tell people, oh, yeah, I manifested a tulpa by meditating every day. Actually, if you don't mind, can we back up, like, just a second?
Sure.
You mentioned... there was a woman who went to Tibet. This is before this modern, you know, version of what a tulpa is. I found this really interesting because everything I read about this indicated that in its context, in the actual, like, Tibetan, you know, Buddhist context, you're supposed to be manifesting what is essentially a, like, righteous helper.
Uh-huh.
This is supposed to be a specifically positive thing. But this woman went to go study this practice. Her name was fucking Alexandra David Neal. And she sort of manifested this kind of like Friar Tuck jovial monk character.
Did her parents know she was a girl?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's up with the three names.
Wait, what was her name? Alexandra
David Neal. But her tulpa became this kind of like Frankenstein's monster situation where she began to, she actually manifested it. She made it real for her. And then started to distrust it and had to do just as much work to, like, get rid of it. And never specifies how.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, so this idea of being afraid of it. It doesn't go away.
Yeah.
You can't, if you create one, if you, according to everybody that's created one, if you create one, it's its own thing,
dude.
It's its own entity.
Like,
it thinks.
But it's also you.
Yeah.
It's like there's another, and it sucks. I was looking to find
who. Like, I'm never going to get married because there's no way I could live with somebody for the rest of my life. Like, how the fuck? Because are they around, like, all the time?
All the time.
They don't go to, like, a different room or whatever?
Yeah, you're
fuck little, that, dude.
Your little one-foot-high pony is just hanging out with you all the time.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I would love to create a kitten version of myself that I could ask about the universe.
But then what if you want to jerk off?
Get out of here, cat.
Well, but I mean, you said yourself, like the My Little Pony element. There's like a sexual element to it. There is a weirdly taboo thing within the internet culture that believes in this stuff.
They fuck their.
But it's a taboo though. Like, it's not considered okay by everyone. But some of them, yeah, they claim that they have sex with their tulpas.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, dude, we haven't even scratched the surface of this. This goes so many different directions.
Has anyone made a tulpa and then, like, put it in one of those anime pillows? What are those things called that those guys fuck?
I haven't heard of anyone putting anything in anything. Like, I don't think it's like a golem situation, but I think if they could, they would.
Okay.
What's more likely is that they would manifest the image on the anime pillow.
Well, here's the dumb thing. Since you guys are talking, here's a question that popped in my mind. If there was a clone of yourself, and, you know, yeah, we all fucking jerk off. Could you do weird things with the clone of yourself and be, like, fine with it?
Man, I don't know, dude. Like, actual people do that, like, IRL. Like, twins, like, you know, like, will sometimes, like, do fucking sex things with each other just out of, like, weird
adolescent. For money,
though,
right? No, oh, you mean, like, when they're growing up and stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, you're me anyways.
Yeah. Like, that's not even weird to me.
What would,
like,
you do to your clone?
I don't know. I've never even contemplated it, and I don't want to, but it's like, I mean, I hope nothing.
I think, I would like to think that if you just...
I don't think I would have the urge to do any... I'm not sexually attracted to me.
No, me neither. I mean,
y'all are prudish. I'd fuck my clone.
You would fuck
up
your
and
clone.
Down. I mean, just if for no other reason, then we both know that we're down, so let's do it.
I would have no use for me. I understand every woman's point of view.
Dude, I would just have my clone play every fucking video game that I can't play.
So, oh, dude,
just
yes.
Level me up, man.
What?
Yeah,
level
yeah,
me
yeah.
up. I'll be back in
You're
3 hours.
You're playing video games for the wrong reasons.
No. I'm with this.
What?
I got to.
Why don't you just pay a fucking Korean to do
I'm
no,
gonna
real,
do that when I get enough money. Like, hey, man, level me up and I'll come in and.
I got Final Fantasy 15, but I have too much work to
have
play.
Have you played it at all?
I've touched it maybe for like 2 hours.
I don't like that it's not turn based fighting anymore.
Yeah, whatever. My friend comes over and plays it for me.
Really?
I would play for a day and then say, hey, why don't you play with me for a couple days and I'll come back?
Wait, but aren't you afraid you're going to miss, like, story elements?
I'll look up.
No.
I got a neck, dog. I can look up. I can, like, look
at you're
the,
in the room.
Yes. Yeah. I'm working.
Oh.
And she's just chilling out.
That's how it was for me, too, where it's like they could take control and play while I'm like doing other things.
Oh, man,
and, like,
you guys are so weird.
Well, it's like you watching movies, though, when you're playing games, same thing.
Yeah, no, dude. It's not. Because I'm enjoying the game at the
well,
same
no,
time.
Well, no, it is if you're compromising with yourself to that extent. Like, if you're like, okay, well,
well
I need
first
to work
of all,
for a living.
I don't watch movies when I play, like, story games because I want to
oh,
know.
Oh, I have this yeah, backwards. I'm sorry. I'm talking about watch movies while I work. I'm sorry.
No.
I
do that, too.
Yeah. I spend a lot of time just drawing.
Yeah. No, I wish I was an artist so that I could just, like, watch TV the whole time.
You can
time.
Just do it, dude.
Yeah.
Anyone who tells you that being an artist is hard is lying.
Oh, I don't have any
I get
talent.
Better every fucking no, time I do talent. Something. And just I think it. I suck. But the last thing I did, I'm really happy with.
Like, I don't know. Fucking
so
anyway.
That's what you guys would do with clones. Have them play your video games for you.
Nah, I just didn't want to be the only. I
Why
just
don't
didn't
you
want
just
to be
send
not
the
one
clone
person
to work
in the room
so that you can play the video game? That's so fucking weird that you would have him do the fun.
Well,
thing.
I know the game's not important. I'd rather be working.
I mean, if I really had a clone, I'd just be harvesting their organs in case any of mine fail. Mm-hmm. Like really, like.
Well, you can be doing that too. You don't have to kill them like immediately.
How many clones do I get?
One.
Okay, all right. No, I do have to kill him immediately because he's like me. So he's going to be spending
what
his
are you gonna
time
do? You're gonna
eating
put him
and
in
drinking
your
and fucking.
Something?
No. I'm not going to just leave somebody who has precious organs that I can reconstitute into myself just out there making mistakes with his body like I would. Like the whole point is to keep them fresh. And
yeah,
nice.
How
so
are
can,
you going to keep them fresh?
By
you get
killing
the
him
power
and
workout
his organs and freezing
you get the
them.
Power
You're
workout gym
them.
The and you have them work out all day
uh-huh
so that all the functions are healthy.
Did you guys like
look if I leave him alive
he's
just
going to
fuck me all the
things,
time so.
Or what like how did you they're just you.
How yeah. come you're not working out, dude? Your heart's getting weak, man.
Fuck you. You work out, dude.
See, you're illustrating the problem right here.
I'm going to need that heart in a couple years.
All right. So anyway, I don't know. Were you done
go.
With your
Well, yeah, where do you want to go
with
this,
Willie?
Do you want to talk about the cryptozoology
let's
stuff?
Go with, well, let's go. Well, I don't believe it. I don't believe any of this.
That's fine. I mean, I don't think I do either.
Because, like, it would be so easy to just
Well, I mean, take this for example. You guys didn't have imaginary friends, right?
Mm. No.
Do you know anybody that did, that really believed that they had an imaginary friend? Because here's the thing. This is such a common thing that we, oh, it's probably an imaginary friend. Like, it's so common that it freaks me out because I'm like, what if there's something else
Wait,
to
is it,
it
common, though? Because that also feels like a Hollywood construct to me. Like, I've never met a kid with an imaginary friend.
I think there's a difference between embodying a toy or a concept with like anthropomorphic sort of elements for your own entertainment when you're young and like dedicating yourself to an inner monologue so specifically defined by an actual personality that you make that personality real. Like, I don't think that's what little kids are doing.
Here's the thing,
right.
Whether you believe in this or not, picture the idea that there are people out there, including religions, that think that if you focus on something enough, you can create it, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Spirit guide, imaginary friend. What if a whole civilization believed in something that wasn't real? Like, here I'm going to throw out some examples and we can go into it. One of them, Slender Man. One of them, Mothman.
Yeah.
One of them, God. Right. What if God was totally made up, but there were so many people
God
that believed
totally
in it?
God is totally made up.
Yeah. No, but what if Tulpas are real, then God could become real because there's so enough people that believe in it.
I used to have some friends who they weren't grown up Mormon, but it was in their family, and they converted later. They're twins.
They converted later to Mormonism.
Their family was Mormon. They weren't Mormon. They didn't give a shit about religion at all.
Oh.
And then they converted though because they had they're twins again. They had a simultaneous religious experience, like from like across the country or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like they were in like two completely different places, and they both simultaneously had this like really sort of like heavy experience. I don't even believe in God necessarily, So for me to like buy into that, I have to believe in some sort of like, for me,
something
as an alternative to being like, you're lying to me. Mm-hmm. I have to believe there's some sort of collective unconscious that where if you believe in something enough, you can kind of experience it. And this plays into that like exactly. So yeah, for the, like in my, this case,
the religion yeah, that I keep wanting to create is whatever you believe in is real. Everything's real right. if you believe in it.
I mean, we hear that every episode.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not saying that you're being redundant. I'm saying that it's like it's a common theme amongst these topics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you have a word for it. You can be like, "Oh, that's a tulpa." Enough people believed in it and they manifested it.
No, because I don't believe in tulpa.
Well, like yeah. what about sorry, I'm
no. I like the Mothman is a perfect fucking example because it's a situation where somehow everyone kind of, you know, that Silver Bridge Point Pleasant thing where like all these people claim to have a sighting of the same creature.
Yeah, but you're also just talking about like the scary house, and then you finally go up there to trick or treat, and it's just a nice old man. Like,
well, no. That's way different.
No, it's
than,
not.
Like, so, okay, there's a huge difference between an existing scary house that might just be objectively scary and a fucking, like, winged creature Wait. That we all just imagine simultaneously.
I just debunked tulpas for myself.
Oh, did you?
How?
Lay it on us.
Fucking, there is no one has ever gotten a present from Santa.
That's a good point.
If tulpas are real...
Wait, hold on, though.
Then Santa may have manifested, because so many kids believe in him, that one person out there really got a present from Santa. If you have children
listening, now might be a good time to take your children out of the room. And...
but I bet you...
Can you imagine how crazy it would be listening to us?
If you like bought presents for your kids, and then there was another present under the tree, would you be freaked out? Or would you just be like, oh, if a Santa basically brought a present to your house for your kids?
Maybe that's happened, though, and nobody knows because, like, Christmas is so, there's so many people buying people gifts and you're just opening your own. You're not, like, paying attention to, like, who's got what, really.
You're also applying really flawed thought here, Willie, because with Santa Claus, learning that Santa's not real is a rite of passage. Like, you're closer to adulthood because you don't think he's real.
I know, but
what if they did that with everything like that?
There's enough people believing in Santa to where...
Not adults, though. I bet you if you...
The child energy is stronger than adult energy because of the pineal gland.
Uh-huh. And there is like a goodwill during Christmas that we all feel, right?
No, like, listen, I'm with Willie. Like, yeah. This is busted, man. Like, Santa Claus... There's not even a North Pole.
I'll bet you anything if you isolated just children and asked them about Santa sightings, they would tell you about some.
That's exactly like, that's why your Mothman thing doesn't hold up. Mm. Because they didn't all just at the same time go like, oh, I think I saw this wing thing. Like, Joe said to fucking Tyler, like, I think I saw a wing thing. And then Tyler was like, did you hear about the wing thing that the guy saw? And
that's actually 100% my understanding of what did happen. Like, what wasn't it like a local myth? And
yeah,
this
exactly.
Huge bridge collapse thing happened.
Right.
Yeah, but what's weird about it is there was a guy making phone calls.
Oh shit!
That connected everything. That is like, oh, because the Mothman call. I think the Mothman was making calls. Is that what it was?
Well, I mean, it was a guy.
But they didn't manifest anything. They psyched themselves into believing that this thing exists.
No, but that's okay. This is where we get more into the like agnostic part of this. The part where I have room for doubt with all of this is I think that these things in 100% of the cases are like shared psychosis. I don't think this stuff is real, but I do think that people can have. And again, I don't believe this, but I like the idea that somehow people, independent of each other, just from thinking about it, are having the same sort
picture
of...
Picture
like,
a thought
like,
wave.
They're having the same like, neurosis or whatever.
I personally think that anything I think can be transmitted to you.
Collective
whether it be thought wave, collective consciousness, whatever. If I believe that if I think something or if I experience something, that could be shared with you and you may not be aware of it or what... Just in some capacity, that can be communicated to you, whether I mean to or not.
Like when a song is stuck in your head, and then someone's like humming it next to you, like 5 minutes later.
No, but that's because you whistled a part of it, and it got in their head too.
Maybe
that could be. That's probably most of the time. But But when you get okay.
Why would you believe that you can transfer thoughts? That's
I think that that thought itself. When I think something and I create something, that's not just in my brain firing synapses, that it actually is on a different plane of existence, that you could catch on to that way, that thought wave, that my everything that I think is its own energy. The thought energy.
Maybe. I don't know. Remember when we interviewed that starseed? Yeah. And the whole time I just thought about dead puppies to see if, like, she would pick up on it.
Yeah, yeah.
She never did.
I wonder if you'd have a similar experience with a room full of people thinking about dead puppies.
If they all thought about dead puppies?
Yeah. Also, I mean, here's part of this, too, is that you don't believe in this shit. So...
Well...
It's less, I mean, I like, a lot of the stuff is basically a belief that it's
a lot
real.
Of my walls are getting eroded.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, but nothing substantial.
Does that mean the show's going to get canceled?
No, because I'm not going
to
ever
Yeah,
look.
One of you has to be a skeptic, right?
No, not really. Mostly this is just me learning about this stuff.
picture this.
Sense.
Picture the idea that... I don't know. The difference between this is I can't even explain this because I do believe that the soul entity is separate from my meat body. I believe that my brain is like the software, but like whatever I am, or that's the hardware, but that the software is actually can exist without the meat body. That like... And this is why I'm so fascinated with people that have had near-death experiences or out-of-body experiences. I've only had one, and it was pretty lame. I was a kid, and I was hovering in the corner of my parents' room, and I saw myself crying at the feet of my parents' bed. And then the next morning, I was like, oh, I had a dream. I was crying at your bed, and my mom was like, you were crying at the bottom of my bed. I was like, oh, wait, was that me watching myself? Like, what? I don't know. I mean, I always laugh that I spent most of my childhood crying, it seems. And that's my one out-of-body experience is watching myself cry. For no reason. I don't know what the fuck I was crying about.
Maybe you got smacked real hard or something.
Maybe I have issues from a previous life.
What?
I'm comfortable with that idea. I mean,
I don't know.
I went on my... The fucked up thing is I went on my own similar, like, equally weird tangent where I'm like, all right, so you got... For a moment, you were like sort of like sleepwalking, right? Like you're in this like dreamlike state. A transient force, like some sort of like spirit or otherwise like non-corporeal being, found its way into your body while you were out of it. But he then had the perspective of all of your life experiences and responded the same way that you would have. And you watched yourself. Like, so in other words... You had empirical
leap?
Yeah exactly you had well almost exactly because he's not like oh
he doesn't
in his
get
body
their
and then I immediately have the yeah but you had evidence in that moment that anyone would have reacted the same way that you would have because you know like some old tar from the fifth dimension found his way into your body suddenly had all your memories and thoughts and he also cried so you're like you know you're up there floating above yourself going all right well cool anyone would have been. Anyone would be sad.
What if you're Oltar, though? Because if you have, if he gets all the memories...
Oltar would laugh just like that, dude. Like,
if he gets all the memories of your life, wouldn't he get lost and just think mm-hmm. he was you?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, to bring it back to Tulpas, I kind of... I remain a skeptic. I love talking about this shit as if it's fucking.
Well, let me
real.
Do that Dalai Lama quote real quick.
That's the whole point
quick.
Of the show.
Somebody was asking, okay, you know the coin flip test, where it was like people doing the coin flip test. They've come to the study basically suggests that whoever's running the study, whatever they think the outcome should be, actually affects the outcome of their specific study. So it's like, oh wow, your consciousness is actually affecting. This test that you're trying to do. And so nothing is...
I'll only
is...
get on board with that if it's like a robot that's flipping the coin.
Yeah, let's have a robot do it. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. And it has like a variance to it.
Yeah.
Because I can... I'll bet you I could flip this like... And six
Wade's
out of ten times...
Wade's flipping a bottle cap.
6 out of 10 times, I could get it to do the same thing, I'll bet.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Because just because of the way that I do it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
What was the Dalai Lama's point?
So the person asked the Dalai Lama, does this coin flip machine have a consciousness? And he thought about it for a while, and his answer was this. If you believe that it is conscious, then you gave it consciousness. That, like, that is the power of...
7-3. I got it.
But you definitely have... Like that's, there's no question that you have a consciousness.
Right.
Okay.
So, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
A lot of my dates don't think so. Sorry.
But his answer was, if you think it does, then it does, because you thinking it does is strong enough for you to give it that.
Well, and, but aren't you talking about, like, but you're talking, aren't you talking about researchers who are, like, trying to be
non-biased? No, he's talking about the Dalai Lama.
Yeah, but the guy that was talking to Dalai Lama was like...
He was a researcher.
And then, like, freaked out by how much the coin flip data reflected the people giving the test.
Right.
Does it sound like I have to burp? What was that? Is me, like, thinking and trying to get the words out?
No, you're fine. this is a slight deviation. I apologize if this is a tangent. But the Dalai Lama, you know, religiously speaking, like, according to the myth... is also technically partially a tulpa.
Well, because they pick a... Or no, that's the Dalai Lama?
Mm-hmm. From what I've read, the Dalai Lama is partially a tulka, which is something that you... And again, this might be completely fucking wrong, but my understanding of that is that a tulka is something where it passes on from descendants and you like learn about it, right?
This is like the Bobby Hill thing, right? King of the Hill.
Sure. Yeah, no, I'm vaguely aware of what you're referring to.
And they haven't picked the item to see if he's the Dalai Lama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, one of those real good.
It's like a reincarnation King of the Hill thing.
Yeah. And that concept is like, it's not as clearly metaphysical as a tulpa, but that's a tulka. But also, he is a tulpa as well because he's supposed to be the manifestation of Chenrezig, which is the embodiment of compassion. So there is some within Tibet, like the Tibetan mythology of things, there is some sort of understanding that these deities are partially invented by us.
But
I love
that.
But
don't you think they're kind of like winking when they do it? They're like, it's not real.
That's why it's so dope.
That's just the tradition
of
it.
But if we all believe it, it's going to be nice.
Right.
Okay.
If we all just pretend it's real, it's real.
I'm going to tell you a story that I heard on another thing. So I looked so hard for what to attribute this to. But I love this story about a guy who, in a goal to sort of understand understand spiritualism to find enlightenment, he found this guru this guy out there. He's like living in a cave. He's doing the hermit thing.
Don't even get me started on gurus.
Yeah. So he is told that he has to, manifest, a yidam. And he's told to manifest a specific yidam. And a yidam is essentially when people are using the word tulpa now, they kind of mean yidam. Like they're using the wrong word to mean what they mean. A yidam within this specific form of Buddhism is like a spirit guide. Uh-huh. You know, it's a personal spirit. And the difference between like normal understanding what that is that in this case, it's kind of understood that you make this yourself. So this guy's supposed to, he's supposed to go and he's supposed to manifest this specific yidam that is like a god of death, kind of. It's supposed to be like a dark figure. He's committing a taboo.
Okay.
So he's told he has to go into a cave and think and meditate on this yidam until it becomes real for him.
Mm-hmm.
And every time
this is just Luke and Darth Vader, right?
Like. I don't think anyone would deny that comparison. Like that's just fucking modern mythology versus regular old mythology. So at first it's like he goes, come back when you can hear him. Come back when you can see him. Come back when you can touch him. He keeps going back. He's just frustrated. This guy, he has to keep going back to this cave, meditate for fucking months before he is able to actually see this stuff. Eventually, he does manifest this full deity. Imagine like a fucking dark, warlike god of death just sort of hovering above your shoulder all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's there all the time. But he starts to, as days go on, he's very aware of it. He's cognizant of its existence. No one else can see it, though. But he starts to realize the things that this thing is compelling him to do, the stuff that the advice he's getting from this guiding spirit is all shit that he kind of thought maybe he should be doing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes back to the guru and he's like, I think this thing might actually just be me. And the guy's like, yeah, that's what's up.
Uh-huh.
Turns out it was in you the whole time, Dumbo.
Right.
You didn't need the feather.
So I mean, like picture, yeah.
Why are you even talking to me in the first place?
I love that Dumbo reference, man. I fucking love Dumbo so much.
Yeah, well, yeah. Like I mean, spiritualism in general is like all
but
the shit that you should have just been doing in the first place.
But isn't that my whole point?
Yes, that's why it's such a great thing.
So none of us believe in this.
I mean, not... Okay. The part of this that I believe in, it... personally, is the part where you can psychosomatically put another voice in your head.
Yeah, I feel like I've done that because I've lived my whole life in fear. And like, you know, sitting in church, me saying like I shouldn't cuss, and then the only thing coming out in my brain while I'm listening is just fuck shit, yeah. Just like curse words. And I'm like sitting there going like, oh, I'm supposed to be good. And like, all I hear are curse words, you know? And then like trying to sleep. I've had so many nights where I'm trying to sleep where I hear somebody yell at the top of their lungs and it sounds like it's right next to me. And I know it's just me. And uh-huh. I'm like, it used to scare me, but I'm like, this is me because I'm focusing. I'm so aware of how scared I am that I'm making myself scared. That like I'm the voice.
Right.
Yeah. So it took me a long time to be. I used to lay in bed and look into my closet and make shapes.
Everybody did that.
Yeah, yeah. And they were so real though that they'd freak me out to where
you know, when you're scared or whatever. Yeah. You're like
I slept most of my life with a blanket over my head with just my mouth covered so I could breathe better.
I'm sure there's a really good family circus about it.
wait, when the
but I've had voices when I'm about to sleep like wake me up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have I, but.
Dog.
Only because I'm crazy.
Yeah, no, those tulpas.
But I'm like, dude.
But you get afraid. Like you're saying that you want to be afraid, and that's why you do it. Me, it's just
no, I don't. The last thing I want to be is afraid. I can't walk around without turning on the lights. Or
no,
like,
exactly, because you want to.
That's
be
all
afraid.
I'm focusing on.
Yeah, you're manifesting that in your own way too. I mean, that's your like, in a way. These things to be afraid of.
So I'm
you're
afraid
actually manifesting those too.
After looking at all these poltergeist stories, I'm like, I'm going to manifest a poltergeist because I'm so afraid of it and I don't want it to happen. That
someone
I'm
out there
it.
Is being haunted right now because of you. Like someone out there, your psychic energy has gone out and manifested a fucking like entity that is pushing through somebody's wallpaper as we speak.
You know, every doll I look at, I look away and I use my I use my peripheral vision to make sure they don't move.
Oh my god!
I don't like looking in mirrors for that reason because if I move different,
how are you not in a mental?
I'll
zone?
Like throw my arm up randomly just to see that it like no.
Hey, for real, have you guys done a haunted dolls episode yet?
No, I don't, we haven't, have we? I don't think so.
Look into that. Look into haunted dolls. honestly, that might have been...
If you're afraid enough, you could tulpa your dolls.
See, I wonder about that because I rarely ever see that. Like I've in my research for this episode, I'm sure it exists.
Nothing physical, though.
Yeah, I haven't seen anyone talk about doing anything physical. What's funny to me, though, is that last story I told you and the thing with Alexandra Neal, those were sort of weird kind of like Frankenstein stories, you know,
mm-hmm.
Makes you think about like Jewish mythology with the creating a golem, like an out of control golem. Like the idea that you could do that, but like just in a metaphysical mental sense is really interesting to me.
So what's the deal with these guys on Reddit?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are they talking about?
Okay, so...
are they like... cool with their tulpas and is the tulpa like helping them do shit? Or is it
mostly
just...
it's positive, I think.
And well, most of the conversation is how do you create them? And then they people talk about the ones that they've created.
Right.
I mean, outside of, I'm sorry to cut you off, but outside of fucking it,
right.
What do they do with it?
So think like Fight Club, like Tyler Durden, you know?
I mean, that's what I was thinking, creating a cooler version of yourself. That's why, yeah, these people are losers.
I mean, look, I'm not going to deny that assessment. I wouldn't want to tell anyone that
Fight Club didn't create Topas, if that's what you're trying to say.
No.
Is that what you think I was trying to say?
No.
However, what's funny about that is that the modern idea of Topas probably came about from, there was an X-Files episode that talked a lot about Topas, and there's more specifically a Supernatural episode that dealt with them by name. And then suddenly you have this subculture come up after that that episode had already aired. That part makes it feel like something introduced this idea to the like modern consciousness, and then people who were really into My Little Pony ran with it.
Man, that doesn't give or take away legitimacy from it.
It's just interesting to me.
Do you think Donald Trump's tulpa is constantly going like, say worse things?
I think Donald Trump is a tulpa.
Do you think we've manifested Donald Trump?
Yes, I fucking do. I absolutely do.
When you look at him and like back when he was like either on Howard Stern or on WWE, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, man, this fucking asshole's pretty cool.
I never thought that once.
I never thought that either.
Well, to me, it was just like, hey, man, this fucking guy who grew up Silver Spoon, the biggest Silver Spoon you could ever think of,
right,
is actually trying to be cool.
Yeah, I think he's, yeah.
I mean, trying being the operative
I mean,
word
you
there.
Could say that, or you could say just what everyone else has already said. It's, he just needs attention at all times.
Oh, yeah. I mean, ultimately, like, I guess the thing is Not that I envision myself being the richest man alive, but when you see someone that is that rich getting into these things, and I see that it's all bullshit. I've always thought that, like, why the fuck are you on WWE? You trying to rent some more hotel rooms? Like, what are you trying to increase your fame? You know, but I'm like, oh, it's kind of cool though that he's not separating himself, and he's actually trying to make a run at being
I only see that perspective because he let himself get the stunner.
Yeah.
Outside of that, like, that's honestly, that's probably the one cool thing he ever did. Someone said, "Hey, Stone Cold's gonna come and give you the stunner." He didn't say, "No, I'm a god. Like, I'm the fucking golden calf that you need to worship. I will never allow myself to be brought down to a human level."
Right.
Yeah, that's the only modest thing he's done in his fucking life.
Like, I mean,
he must be the most positive thinker in the universe, because.
Nah, dog.
The money that he was given, he's lost tenfold. But he thinks he's amazing.
No, you're right, dude.
He thinks he's so fucking
grand. Yeah, really. I mean, he's like the proof of the secret, really. Like he's definitely like, you want to talk about manifesting shit. He's definitely manifesting himself like a future. But okay, think about this though. Like think about like every caricature of like the worst possible. Like,
wait, let me just jump in real quick. I in no way think anything good about Trump. I just, that was a weird.
I thought you were going to go the opposite direction with that for sure.
You did not have to backtrack.
Okay.
No, you're fine.
That he did wrestling.
Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. Like you were coming from the perspective of this guy like earlier in his life seemed to have some measure of modesty.
I always was like, what the fuck? Who is this fucking guy?
I think if you were like, paying attention, you couldn't possibly vote for him. So I believe that half the country
You can vote for him for a lot of reasons.
I never thought that he did anything because he wanted to do it, though.
Like I said, he just needs attention, you know? He's like those billboards in The Simpsons. Like, if you just looked away, he would fucking disappear.
Like picture the alternate version of Trump where, like, let's say there's this just rich guy, rich as fuck guy, who is like, hey, man, I'm going to jump over the Grand Canyon with a jet ski. I'm going to build an ocean on this side, an ocean on this side. I'm going to make this thing so I can jump across it.
That's awesome. I like this dude.
I'm going to do all the dumb things, and I'm going to pay for it all. Watch all my dumb shit. I wish that there was a rich guy like that. Or it was like, hey, man. Yeah. Jackass billionaire. Or like, hey, I made this new shirt that has one collar. you guys don't have to buy it, but it'd be cool if you did. And that was the commercial.
I like this idea. It plays into my theory that Donald Trump himself is a tulpa. This idea that if we all stop paying attention to him, he will literally disappear.
He will.
He would just disincorporate. He'd fucking, his human body would like either like collapse or turn it into some sort of like, you know, ectoplasm.
This is a weird hissing sound.
Yeah. So, like, and we'd all be ignoring it still.
I mean, none of that would happen, but there would suddenly be a bald, not tan old man in the world that wasn't around before. Who the fuck? Why do you need a fucking spray tan?
And we're doing it now, dude. We're manifesting Donald Trump as we speak.
You're right. God damn it.
You think he has a Galaxy or an iPhone?
I don't think they let him have a phone. I'll bet every time he tweets, he like stole his assistant's phone.
He's the only president I've ever negatively tweeted at.
Yeah.
He's the only celebrity I've ever negatively tweeted at.
Has there been other tweeting celebrities? Or tweeting presidents, I mean?
No, they all have like media secretaries who do that shit. Or like PR people.
Yeah, basically.
They're going to have to take his phone away, dude.
Basically, every president before him has been like this. Have a good day. Hashtag me. You know, like, nothing, only the safest fucking piece of shit.
Right.
Brush your teeth.
All right, hang on, though. I feel like we're not, this is like such an interesting topic.
Yeah.
And it's my fault because I started talking.
No, wait. Let me go pee real quick. We'll get back into it. Let me go pee real quick.
Okay, let's take a quick break.
Yeah, actually, I need to use the restroom too, if that's cool.
All right, tulpas. Right. What are we missing?
Well, we talked at length about the modern stuff. We talked a little bit about the Tibet shit. I don't know that the cryptozoology stuff needs that much of an explanation. Just a bunch of people know who Slenderman is and decided that, you know, he's real.
There could be a moth guy.
Right,
That happened.
I think that's
I guess we're talking about all of it. We can just shoot the shit now.
But the Slenderman thing is the funniest to me because like that's something that I was alive before and saw sort of like come into popularity.
Yeah, I think like, Candyman was more credible than Slenderman.
Well, yeah, it's all the boogie.
Candyman was kind of the same thing, right? Like that didn't exist before the movie, did it?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, yeah, that's an original creation.
But I'm saying they did a better job. So that I wish that was a thing because they did such a better job than fucking Slenderman.
Well, wasn't Candyman?
Oh, dude,
I can
explain Slenderman to you like all day long, man. I love Slenderman.
Well, but it's just kids being stupid, right? It's just somebody telling
just a silly lark.
Ghost stories and then
silly. They're just like silly playing, like
but then
dragging
like,
their friends out to the woods and stabbing them 18 times. Yeah.
Which is like, silly. I'll tell you, that was going to happen. They just would have blamed it on, you know, Bigfoot or something. If Slenderman wasn't around, they would have.
Bigfoot would have been a weird get.
Chupacabra.
It would have been a weird.
You don't
pull.
Have to call him. You can just say whatever.
It would have been like. I think Slenderman's like a credible sort of reason to like stab a friend. Like Bigfoot seems harder. I think because if I think about how like Bigfoot exists in the world, he seems like a friendly fellow to me.
Only because of Harry and the Hendersons.
When you think of something, you probably thought killer whales were nice. You know what I mean? Like,
they are nice.
That's true. That's true. Shamu.
They are nice. They only kill people in captivity.
It's like a lot of this stuff. See, that's what works so well about the tulpa thing is because it's not just the thing itself. It's how we all identify it in our mind. Like Slenderman, you know, abducts children and like puts people's organs in bags and hangs them on trees. Like that's.
See, I've never heard that.
Me neither.
I know, man. I'm bringing that millennial juice to your fucking Gen Xer podcast. Technically, yeah.
Really?
I'm like right on the cusp, dude. Yeah. Like I'm old enough to have been sold things by how extreme they might be. But I'm also like young enough to like
Surge.
Yeah. But I'm also young enough to explain like Sonic the Hedgehog lore. Or, like,
that is the generation difference, right? There is like, this is extreme. You want this? Fuck off.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That's so much cooler than what the millennials get.
No, yeah, but like when I picture like fucking
jump out of a building. Yeah,
that's awesome. I'm getting excited. I want this product.
I think if there's anything cool about being a millennial is that people don't know how to sell shit to us as much, whereas you guys were easy. They like Bart Simpson. Cool, make everything Bart Simpson now.
And well, oh, man, you need these boots.
Yeah. They must be really extreme
these
boots.
Rappers have them, too. What are the Timberlands?
Timberlands?
Mm-hmm.
They're Timberlands. I think, is Timbaland the rapper?
He's a rapper, yeah.
Well, he's a producer, more than a rapper, I think, right?
Yeah. That's accurate.
Works with Justin Timberlake. I don't think that's a coincidence.
That's only happened like one time, I think.
I really shouldn't talk like into shit.
I don't really.
I'm here to talk to you guys about.
Well, let me ask you guys this.
Let me ask you this because I bet it's more interesting.
All right.
No,
what
shit.
Would your guys's what are they called? Tulpa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What would your tulpas be?
Oh shit. That's like a real ass question for me because I feel like I grew up in the culture that
I want you to start manifesting it right.
Mine 100% would be a kitten. That's the first thing I thought of.
Why
was
a
like
kitten?
No, because that's so real. Yeah.
A kitten is like the best thing in the world.
Really? More than I thought you were kind of more of a dog guy.
Nah.
What would his personality be like?
I want the kitten to be able to go on a walk with a leash.
Uh-huh.
Without a leash. Fucking don't need a leash.
Just follow you
yeah,
along.
Yeah, just like hanging out with me.
Yeah.
Always want
There's
to be
There's no
pet.
Leash laws for cats.
Oh, you're right. Weird.
Why don't you just get a kitten?
Because a kitten actually poops.
Wait, so yours would talk and not poop?
Yeah.
How would you relate to something that doesn't poop?
I don't poop.
I'll tell you, it can give you perspective because it's like, well, if you're dealing with something, if you're handling your shit and something is a little stressful, your tulpa comes in and be like, well, let me tell you how something that didn't need to shit all the time would handle this.
I'll tell you the most
pooper.
Awkward
that's its base. That's where it comes from.
Yeah.
The most stressed out I ever am in my life, no matter what's going on in my life, the most stressed out I ever am is when somebody starts talking to me while I'm pooping.
Your like, tulpa would do that all the time.
I spend my life hiding the fact that I poop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
I got it down to where I'm like, it's so fast.
Yeah.
And like, I do a flush, and then I'm out.
See, that's one of the best parts about living alone is you don't have to do that.
But I just do that.
I spend half the day in my bathroom. It's great. That's all I do. I don't
do
work.
What kind of toilet do you have?
What kind of toilet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the apartment kind.
Yeah, just like a regular toilet.
If you spend half your life doing that, go get one of them cushioned ones.
Yeah. Or like a bidet.
I don't like the germ. It feels like those things get more germ.
I'm just saying, I think that if you spend that much time.
I do have a bidet.
Okay, see, fucking not just a regular toilet. That's
well, I added it on. I mean, I didn't know if you were asking name the brand or what.
Name the brand, name the make, the model. I want the serial number off that shit. Because I want one for me, too. Because I couldn't spend that much time on the toilet and like not have a bad butthole situation.
Right. Well, I got a squatty potty and a bidet, and
he's got fucking all the accoutrement for his toilet.
Yeah, it's the best.
Why don't you have a big furry thing that lowers down from this thing that you can hug while you're pooping?
Because of germs. If they had it, he'd get it.
Because of germs.
He's got a squatty potty. He's got a bidet.
You can hug a giant teddy bear while you're pooping. Oh, dude.
That is disgusting.
No.
But it raises back up, though.
It doesn't matter.
The fucked up thing is you get it. You're just out
you
of yourself.
You got to close the lid when you flush. You know that, right? Otherwise, it's fucking spraying everywhere.
Yep.
Just the mist, just poo mist everywhere.
Yeah.
I haven't lived in one place long enough yet to even like do any
I get
like,
covers
custom
for all my
builds on my toilet.
I get covers for every toothbrush I have.
They got these bidets for like $20.
I've yet to really kit it. You know what I mean? I've yet to really get under the hood and
it's easy. It takes 10 minutes.
Okay.
Everyone should get one. I thought about giving them to my family for Christmas, but I didn't want to be like too presumptuous or something. And also, I don't want to give somebody a chore. That's like a chore.
Shrob had one when we were doing this. Wait, should I?
He still has one. He's very open about his weird.
Like I go over there all
situation.
The time. back when me and Rob Shrob did a Channel 101 show called The Suits,
mm-hmm.
and I would often go to his place to you know work on it. We'd have like work days, and it was like going to the spa. Because he had that bidet.
That's that thing. And I stayed at the Madonna Inn, And they have like amazing bidets at that place.
I
like,
bet.
I like feel heated. Like I'm not allowed to use somebody's bidet if I go to their bathroom.
No, that's of
that completely makes sense to me.
Well, I would never do it though.
Right.
But sitting on the seat is the worst part.
It'd be like fucking their clone. Yeah. It's just not okay.
No, you guys are so wrong about that. Because you don't have any... The bidet is like, there's no physical contact. Mm.
I know.
Except for the buttons, I guess.
But I feel like if I hit the button and it made a noise, I'd be like, oh, did you use the
they'd
thing?
Saying,
I
can
hear
like,
it.
Hey, let's talk about it now. Isn't it great? It's great.
What's funny is, like I'm so worried about this episode offending people who... consider themselves tulpamancers.
Listen, if anybody listens who is a tulpamancer, I don't respect you.
They're out there, dog.
You're probably a nice person. You don't need that shit. If it helps you in your daily life, that's great. But
you're literally saying the opposite of that. Like you're like if that helps you in your daily life, you're a loser. You're a fucking...
No. All I'm saying is, listen, I don't care who does what.
Right.
I feel like once you get on a message board and you're like talking about it, like that almost becomes like now your life is more about like this tulpa thing than like the tulpa thing is supposed to be about
well,
you.
I feel like tulpamancers are how I started in chat rooms where I was always a lesbian.
Yeah.
I was always a female lesbian.
Would you have conversations with your lesbian form?
Oh, no. I mean, like, you know, we were in a room full of lesbians and I'm like, I swear the whole room was like just guys like me.
You asked earlier who are
like everyone's lying.
Oh yeah, you never answered.
Yeah.
This is a kitty.
And not because I didn't want to. Trust me, I was chomping at the fucking bit
to answer that
question. No, you're fine. You're fine. The thing is, I don't have a specific answer for that. I think that from my
perspective.
Good thing
you brought it back to this.
No, because I had a reason, I promise.
Okay, I know.
So coming up, you know, again, only I'm turning 32 this year, so I think I belong squarely in the demo that does this. I also.
That
I'm
does
an art,
tulpas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the age range.
Right.
I'm also an artist. So things like and a gamer too, and I love cartoons.
Yeah.
So things like fucking DeviantArt, having an original character, doing like fan fiction, fan art. These are all things I've done.
Yeah.
And there's a weird culture where have you heard the term OC? Like this is my OC.
Original content.
Yeah, original character in the context of like young kids who use DeviantArt. They sort of
Holy
talk about.
Shit. Am I old?
You might be. They talk about like their creations as if they're already part of an existing IP. So this is my original character. It's not. Hey, I made a character. Like it has.
Oh,
it's
I thought
all
you just
of,
had to say that so people knew you weren't ripping off some other artist.
You do, but if you were just an artist, you'd never have to fucking say that. Like it's like protesting.
No, because
too much.
Everything on the internet is a witch hunt, and if you yeah. were ever like. Even like suspect of stealing somebody's shit, then you're done.
I'm saying that making a character in the internet age is always that all the time.
Right.
Like, and so, or like, are you aware of a fursona? Like with furries, like people that have like a fursona?
Yeah, but I feel like that's really fringy shit. Like, I don't think that, well, it's, I could dude, be wrong, but I yeah. don't think that furries are as prevalent as like the internet has
furries
sort of.
Are prevalent.
No, I know.
I'm here to tell you, furries
but
are fucking prevalent.
The difference is this, is though, every fucking CSI show did an episode about furries. And so it seems so much bigger than it is, and it's not that.
CSI did it.
But it
CSI Miami did it. That's all the CSIs.
I think that when you're talking about, and again, I'm sorry I've made so much of this an age thing, but I think with specifically what we're talking about when it comes to
Well, it's
to
100%
the,
an age thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't think anyone in our generation would ever do this, except for the guys who like worshipped Japan and like were super into anime. Did you guys have those guys, or did you, Willie? I had this guy.
I was closest to that guy, and I wasn't that.
No, like these people are obsessed with Japan. Like in our generation, like I think that's as far as it got. Like
you'd call that a weeaboo. You ever heard that term
before? We didn't have a name for it, except for that weird guy over there.
Yeah. Now you know. Now you can call him a weeb.
A weeaboo?
A weeaboo or a weeb.
What does that mean?
Or weeabo. Just someone who loves Japanese shit too much.
Why?
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why.
All I want to know, that's a generation gap right there. It's like, I always want to know why. Why is it that?
Well,
why?
I mean, I could explain why? It, but then that's another podcast.
Wait, so, but you didn't ever say what your thing would be, did you?
No, because what I was getting to is, I think with these people, they use the term... plurality. Like, there's there is a when you're talking to them, when you see the individual from their perspective, you're seeing more than one person. Like they believe that when that they are a plurality, they are plural people,
right?
And because it's the sort of person who grows up with all of this pop culture, they have a whole cast of characters in their mind. Like, and there's even phrases within the Tulpa community. There's even phrases for when those characters change, for when they merge, or for when they start acting out of character without your involvement. Like, they call that plurality, the world that they exist in. They call it a wonderland. And this actually, even that terminology goes back to like research done on like thought forms brought up by this like Tibetan shit.
Yeah.
This stuff kind of weirdly intersects, but it is still like not really the Tibetan philosophy stuff. Really.
That's an interesting thing to me because like I am under the impression that I exist on more than one dimension, more than one plane.
Yeah.
That they're not necessarily just my subconscious, but like there is a part of me that exists on a higher plane that like I'm not connected to.
Well, and
but it's still me.
But just to make sure that you understand, I didn't want to get too far away from your question to answer it. I think that if I did this, if this was something that I was like really involved in, I'd have a whole fucking cast of characters.
Right. But there would be one main one.
Maybe. I think that I'd be the main character.
Well, but you got to have a right-hand man, though.
Sure. Okay. So, like, if I were to like imagine a right-hand man for myself right now,
it'd be a character from a video game.
Man, no, I want to answer this question honestly, but I don't want to be fucking weird. Like,
it doesn't matter
because I've drawn comics and shit. So if I think about what this would be, it'd be like a character from my thing.
Right.
I have a character in my comic Battle Holiday, who is a gun-wielding stuffed rabbit.
Uh huh.
I think that he'd be my right-hand dude. I think he'd be my Riker. I think I'd be like, what's up, number one? Hit me with your advice. And he'd be like, well, I'd shoot that guy.
You're crazy. That's weird.
Yeah, that's really weird.
I'm just joking.
No. It is weird.
Well, I do have a question about this, though. Like, let's say that I met one of these people.
Mm-hmm.
Would they act like there was someone else next to them the whole time?
No.
So they don't...
Unless they were really fucking... Just really putting their foot on the gas.
The thing is this. They spent so much time creating this Tulpa that they know what it is. Mm-hmm. And they know that no one else can see it.
But they wouldn't be like, yeah, okay, I know.
No.
So anyway...
Because you can communicate with your thought also.
Yeah. There's an understanding,
this is
in your mind.
This is so weird to me. Because like I was today... Today I was walking around my place talking to myself and going like... Oh, man, I really talk to myself a lot. Not, like, in any kind of, like, cynical way. Just kind of noticing how much I do it. And I feel like that...
I think you need a Tulpa.
No, because, like, I already have one for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, and it's yourself without having to create anything.
Right.
I think no half measures.
My thing is, baby. I have a hard time thinking in sentences because I think it's a waste of time. So I like to put on music and try to think concepts because a sentence isn't something that I can always, I can't even remember yesterday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so like, I'd rather not, constrict my thinking into this language that I didn't create. And like, I think that my thoughts are stronger than the sentence that I could put it into. So I try not to think in sentences.
Yeah.
I constantly am like, if I'm thinking in sentences, then I just feel stupid. I'm like, oh, I'm using somebody else's words. I don't know all the words I could use.
But how are you conscious of the way that you're thinking though? Don't you just think?
I don't know. I can relate to Willie here just in being that, like hyper aware of your own processes.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I never want to claim to be someone who with an overabundance of self-awareness. I look at my own behavior and I'm like, that's probably really embarrassing. So I shouldn't say I'm like super self-aware. But I think that, you know, I mean, you told a story about how you would like cry a lot as a kid. I think part of being a sensitive person is you're always sort of concerned with how people perceive you.
Yeah.
And then you become very, very aware of like everything you say, your own patterns, your own, you know, and not to, I'm not trying to fit a square peg in a round hole here, but to bring it back to the topic at hand, I think that's why a lot of these people invent these characters in a way is because they see themselves as sort of, I mean, I think a lot of them would even admit this. They see themselves as sort of inert or otherwise. Sure. Yeah. Losers. Sure. No, no, no. You're not wrong.
I'm not saying it as an insult. And then it's just a good shorthand way to say it.
I think Fight Club, that movie and book, would be much more believable if the Edward Norton character invented Tyler Durden himself.
I know. That always bothered me. I'm like, you have the...
Well, he did. What do you mean?
No, but if he did it consciously. Like, if that was if he knew he did it, if he knew he manifested this, like, weird other person.
Well, that's a completely different movie. I mean, you can write that if you want.
Then that plot twist wouldn't really make much sense. Dude, it's like, we're the same person. It's like, yeah, no shit, like, I need you.
You can write a movie where you
manifest. But the twist wins.
Actually, I think that's the Michael Cera version. Watch the Michael. I can't remember what it's called.
It's called Michael Cera's Fight Club.
Michael Cera with a pencil-thin mustache.
Mm-hmm. That's the full title. directed by...
It's weird because, like I was saying, like I feel like these people are just. I feel like you just kind of hit the nail on the head. Like, it's people who are so self-conscious about themselves and their social standing that they feel like they need to, like, create a thing to talk to rather than just, like, processing their thoughts.
But the difference is this: is it's based. I mean, like. Its roots come from ancient religion.
Well,
yeah. I mean, also the way that you manifest it, from all accounts, is the same too, or at least similar enough to draw the comparison. I mean, what's crazy is the way that it's described from the, like, Tibetan meditation perspective, is that you'll kind of know that you've accomplished it when you feel a pressure on your head. And that's also a modern Tulpa Mancer thing too. Like these kids that are trying to manifest their you know, like, their cartoon character that is going to help them through life. They're also describing a literal, like, a physical sensation of pressure on your head to know that you've actually, like, you know, done it or at least come close or whatever. Like, you've.
But that sounds horrible.
Kind of horrifying, right? Like, a little scary.
Yeah. Nothing about this sounds good.
Yeah, but I think that you're also, I mean, you know, that probably says a lot about you.
I mean, if I wasn't afraid of stuff, I would create a tulpa.
This guy just took a shot at me, man.
I didn't, though. Like, it's not a negative one. Like, you're probably a confident enough person where you don't need a Jiminy Cricket.
Oh, I am not at all. I'm the most self-conscious person you'll ever meet.
Yet, you don't, like, none of this sounds appealing to you. I actually believe, from the perspective of someone who was younger and very, like, as creative as I was unsure about everything, think I would have liked to sort of take the pressure of being confident and sort of put it over here and be like, you know what? I don't have to be confident. You know, Blue Nose Jimmy, the neon-colored stallion, can be confident for me.
I love your process.
You know, like Blue Nose Jimmy knows what to do. He's going to ride me into success because I don't ever have to actually have, like, backbone.
It's like having an agent.
Yeah. Yes. No, exactly. Right. It's your own little, like, mental sort of, I mean, I think that the idea of having a...
It's exactly this Michael Cera movie. I can't believe in all of your guys' research you didn't watch the Michael Cera movie.
This Michael Cera movie is going to get so much more play.
What's the Michael Cera movie where he has a pencil thin mustache?
I can search the web for that.
Yeah, please do that. Why wouldn't you just do that?
Yeah, well, I'm not asking you because I know you don't know shit.
Youth in Revolt?
See, yeah, that's it. That's the one. That was absolutely the one. Also, like, why would you? We have this role already figured out. Like this. The service is in our pocket. Siri is all of our Jiminy Cricket.
No, I mean, listen, it's like, I don't know. It's so weird to me because I keep trying to, like, articulate this, but I can't seem to do it. Like, everybody talks to themselves all the time. I don't know why you need to create, like, a weird frog to talk to.
The difference is this. When you talk to yourself... You are only aware of how you react to things. Your tulpa that you create actually isn't... You can't predict what they're going to say, what they're going to do, what they're going to think.
I just don't believe that.
No, sure. But and what's funny, too, is that I think the people that are involved in this that are a bit more enlightened I mean, weird word to use because of the whole Buddhism element, but that is what I mean. I think that there are people.
That's crazy to me too, that it's a Buddhist thing.
I think the idea that you can do this, you can manifest this, but still fully manifest it, really believe it's there, really know that it's an existing consciousness, and then still come full back around and go, but it's also me.
Right.
I think that's like, I want to know that person. I want to hang out with that person. Yes. I want to talk to their fucking tulpa.
To me, it doesn't seem that healthy. Like, it doesn't seem, it seems like a weird way of like handling things.
So,
you know,
like it seems like willful mental disorder
to fracture yourself
yeah.
in that way.
Yeah.
Rather than like look at going to like, therapy or whatever.
Picture the caveman that's out there. Slaying all the puss, and then yeah. and then the caveman that's walking around like talking to his tulpa.
Yeah, but okay, no. What if that's
you
the same
caveman?
You just
wrote a hit sitcom.
What if that's the same caveman though? What if the caveman slaying all the puss is the one talking to his tulpa? Because he's doing it in his brain, right? Like she doesn't know the puss haver.
I just can't imagine. I just this is a judgment. I am judgmental. I can't imagine the guy getting the most puss in the world is thinking about him bettering himself as a human for the future of. I could be 100%
wrong on the Tulpamancer side. Like, that's fine with me.
Yeah, it's weird. Like you yeah. actually ended up being.
It's
like
me and them against the world, dog. No, I'm with you. Get at me. Fucking! I'll be your.
I do want to backtrack a lot on my judgments because like through the course of this discussion, I've come to realize that like I don't give a shit what you do. It can be totally weird, and that's fine because it has no effect on me whatsoever. So if you really feel like you need like a 3-foot-tall purple pony to tell you to go talk to a girl, go ahead. It's like, I guess that's healthier than shooting a school up or something.
Yeah.
I just think it's like it's a fucking really weird way to do it. And I don't really believe in it.
Yeah.
I think the amount of sort of like consciousness and like brain power and attention you would have to like at all times in your life be like, having this like projecting this thing around you like seems insane to me. It seems like you would be like not successful at anything else because so much of your brain power is like going to like having
yeah,
this
but,
thing
but,
around
you.
I
agree with you, but what's weird is that like I don't think Tulpas you know I don't if you they weren't created, but I mean according to if you believe in it, they weren't like created by someone, but like, yeah, it's not going to work out if you create a tulpa and you're like trying to run a business. You know what I mean? It's like, it is more for the person trying to find quote unquote enlightenment or the person trying to move ahead within their mind.
But how do you even, I can't even imagine. When I was a kid, I tried to have imaginary friends because you hear about that concept.
Yeah,
like,
I thought
okay.
that I would have one. I'm like, I guess I don't. I'm not that
creative.
But it's
exhausting. Like, you can't. It's exhausting. There's way too many other things to be doing.
I want to double back to the idea that you can't run a business and do this. I feel the exact opposite, man. Like,
well,
I think
No. That's just me throwing out the trope of like, right. like if you're going to run a business, you're trying to like fucking milk the every penny out of every fucking dickweed that comes along that like. You're selling your bullshit to.
Right. But like, so, wow. Okay. I'm just gonna set up a scenario. So like you're like a you know, you're like
that's what I think of.
You're
business.
Like any one of us.
Yeah,
like,
apparently.
Yeah. You've no
fucking
interest.
Communists, get the fuck out of America.
You're an empathetic person, but you've got ambitions, right? You've got dreams. You wanna achieve those dreams. But it's hard for you to muster the energy or ignore the compassion that it would take to sort of like undercut other people. So say this is like 10 years in the future, right? And like guys that are my age, or younger are like a little bit older now and they're applying what they learned when they were younger to the world now. They're going to invent a character. They're going to invent a personality that is capable of all that stuff. And this character they invent can be this like, you know, I don't know, can be like a Tony Stark type character. He can like make Tony Stark in his imagination and go, all right, you're going to help me with these decisions. You're going to help me be a little bit cutthroat.
Yeah, there's a huge flaw with this. But
you're thinking that the Tulpa that you create is there to better you,
which is the original purpose of a Tulpa.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But it might not be. I love that idea too, though. The idea that it might eventually take over, like you might disagree with the choices made by
fear.
Fucking
that's
CEO
Tulpa.
That's what we started with, is Willie being like paranoid about Tulpas taking over.
Rebuttal
to your last point would be, thank you, Willie, Tony Stark is Robert Downey Jr. He's a fucking attractive guy.
Yeah.
And everything he says has been written four times before he ever has to say it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't pull off a Tony Stark. Like, if my guy's Tony Stark and he's like, just go over there and fucking be cool and like do this.
Yeah.
And then I do that, I get fucking laughed at. Like, that's because like part of life is realizing who you are and accepting it and then like getting full in on that. The Sam Christensen thing. Like, just knowing how other people perceive you and then like doubling down on it.
Yeah, and I you know, I've taken that thin. I know what I should be, whatever, but I'm 40 and I still don't fucking know who I am.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird to me to
right. Yeah, that well, I, shit.
So
that I can be quiet at times and worry about how am I supposed to say this? I'm like, I'm fucking 40. I'm the biggest idiot that I know, which is my favorite thing about me. And like, fucking who cares about anything? I should be the biggest nerd in every situation because that's all I ever want to be. Yeah. But I can't
Sounds
choose that.
Sounds like you could use a Tolkien. I can't remember what these things are called.
I like Tolkien better, though.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds like you could use a Tolkien. Yeah.
I think, I don't know. We got to wrap it up.
Yeah.
If closing thoughts?
I believe in the power of the mind, and I love that this comes from a religion that is like, listen, yeah, you can think that creating this is going to better yourself, but you're just going to find out that it's just you and that you know, I don't know. It's I like the religious aspect of it.
Right.
Coming from that realm. But I have too much anxiety to commit to anything that could scare me, and mm-hmm. that scares me.
Right.
Closing thoughts?
Yeah, if you want.
My name is MC Griffin, and if you're out there listening to this with your Tulpa right now...
Are you doing a plug?
Just no. No, I'd like to plug
we'll
some stuff
plugs.
Later. But no, this isn't a plug.
What did your Tulpa think of this episode?
I'm saying that if you're listening to this right now with your Tulpa, and you are incensed, you are offended... Just know, I got you. I got your back. Come to me. I want to know all about your whole...
I
want to know about your...
Please, please go to MC with all of that shit.
I want to know about your Wonderland.
Go ahead.
I want to know about
you
your whole...
You don't know the fucking
cast
door
of characters.
You're opening by asking for that shit.
You kidding me? I'm so bored all the time.
I know. I'm interested. Listen, I love all the interactions I've gotten on Twitter from all of our fans. Like, there's people out there with... I don't know. If you can pose a question to me, that means that you're probably like me because, like, I don't know. I just love all the shit. Whatever.
I don't mind people tweeting at me. I would call them listeners because I'm not conceited enough to call them fans, Willie.
you have to be a fan to listen to.
Hey, I'm a fan.
I want to say thank you for listening. I want to say to... The Tolban people.
Tulpa.
Yeah. To the Tulpa.
Tulpamancers.
It's like you're addressing an alien race.
I already apologized for my previous comments on your lifestyle. While I do think it is weird, I'll be the grandpa who accepts your gay lifestyle. I think that there's a very positive way to go about it. I think like I said earlier, if it becomes like part of your personality and part of like the things that you're doing like online, like then it's a little, it's getting a little weird. Like, then you're just like, you know, it's like people who just fucking like, fuck, goddammit, what's the fucking word? Identify by, like, I'm a gamer or something like that. I think, like, that's as destructive as, you know, be a person. Like, don't be a gamer. Don't be a fucking tolem. What the fuck are they called? Yeah, tolpa. God damn it.
how many identities do you apply that to? Like, don't be gay, be a person.
Well, no, be gay, but don't identify by being a gay man.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, right. don't go. That's one of my like pet peeves.
Yeah,
about,
I agree with that.
I don't like when you identify by any one aspect of yourself. Mm-hmm. I don't like the skin color thing, the sexual orientation thing. Like, just fucking goddamn.
That's a very illuminating opinion from a white male. A straight white male.
Well, as a straight white male, there's never been an opportunity to define myself by any of those things. Because when you're the majority and you're powerful and great and better than everyone, just kidding. Why would you ever mention it? Maybe I'm being a bigot by saying that. You're right. No, you're totally right. But it drives me crazy. I don't like it when anybody uses one thing and defines themselves. That's just
me neither.
Yeah.
And it can be race, but it could also be like being a gamer. I think that's just as stupid.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there.
I'm a gamer. I only play MOBA.
Fuck, I feel like I'm gonna get like fucking shitty tweets for this.
What's your DPM? Sorry, MOBA joke.
What do you have to plug?
I don't have anything like new to plug, but like, I don't know if you even like my perspective even a little bit.
Do you have like an art store online or anything?
No, but I will say this. Go on to YouTube, look up a show called Hell on a YouTube channel called
Toonocracy.
That's
going to be hard to find. Okay.
Toonocracy.
It's just like, I Googled hell and I couldn't find it.
Yeah. Also, if you want to.
Wait, spell Toonocracy.
Toonocracy. And I have a few things on that channel. If you want to see that real fucking fucked up shit, go on to Channel 101 and look up my shows on there. And just be prepared. Be prepared to really write me off. Be like, well, I thought I liked his perspective, and then I watched that shit on Channel 101, and then completely changed my mind.
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
You should never judge anybody.
The duck thing?
If somebody's making stuff,
thing, yeah.
If somebody's making stuff, like, you're not making anything. Like, let me see what you make.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That's lame. Whatever.
Well, there are consumers and there are creators.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you love, like, ducks and semen, and then you'll love that shit. And then it's,
What's it called?
Fat Duck.
Fat duck.
Yeah.
For me, Willy Bad Movies on Instagram, Willy with a Y. I know that this is probably going to be... Maybe we'll have a continuing show, but next Thursday, which this won't come out by then, but I'm starting to run a sketch show that is called Future Solvers. And if we get enough people at the first one, there'll be a second one. So this part only works if we got enough people at the first one.
You didn't give any details.
Oh, yeah. Future Solvers. Just Google it.
Google it? Where is it?
Oh, I don't know. It's not Googling-able, I guess. It's at Meltdown.
Comics in Los Angeles.
The Nerdist Showroom at Meltdown.
Aren't you doing it with
Nicole Baggy?
Yeah.
We're going to try to do the show once a month. Thursday.
That's a big 9 p.m. Man. It's tough doing that.
We have basically there's going to be an alien that greets you as you walk in. But it's not really an alien. It's a human from the future, and they'd look like aliens.
Spoiler alert is the name of my show that's at the Pack Theater monthly. I think we're the first Friday of every month or something like that. It's where we make a movie before it comes out in a half hour and perform it live for you. I'm sorry. We don't make it. We're Hollywood insiders who get our hands on the script. We get a leaked script, and then we perform it for you. Also, Teenage Trouble, it's also at the Pack Theater, and that's every other month. Is bi-monthly every other month, or is that twice a month?
That's twice a month.
Okay, then it's every other month.
I think I've also heard it as every other month, too, I think.
Yeah, that's so wrong.
Okay.
But, yeah, Okay. No, you're right, because biannual would be every 2 years. Or no, twice a year.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, I was like, what?
Fuck. I do food reviews on YouTube. Google it. Thanks for listening.
You gotta say the name of it.
No, man. Not until we do an
ad. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Once
you get money.
Thanks for being here, man.
Of course.
I apologize for my bigotry and
I thought we were going to talk about Bigfoot way more on this podcast.
We'll have you on again. We'll just talk about Bigfoot.
Cool.
All right, get your life together.
Feral Audio.
Hello, I'm Dave Ross.
Hey, and I'm Hampton Yunt.
And we host Suicide Buddies on Starburns Audio.
That's right. It's a podcast about suicide, but not to make light of it. We actually talk about suicidal thoughts, depression, kind of with a sense of levity that Dave and I have with each other. He's my best friend. Come on.
Yeah, we're buddies. Suicide Buddies.
That's the title.
One of our favorite episodes that we've recorded so far is about this guy, Jan Pataki, who was a Polish aristocrat in the 19th century. Mm-hmm. And he, one of the reasons it's possible that he killed himself is that he thought he was a werewolf.
Oh.
Check out a clip. It also makes me think, like, we were talking about in the Norway black metal episode, how, like, just the culture of your surroundings can affect you. Like, he's in a castle in Poland. He's like, I mean, if you lived in a castle in Poland and no one knew anything about anything, you might be like, I'm a bat. I'm probably a bat.
That's like literally what happened to Batman. He literally is in his mansion. He's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm a bat.
I'm a bat. I'm a bat.
I'm
a bat that helps people.
I'm a bat that helps people.
I'm a
rich. I don't know what you want from me. And my girlfriend, she's a cat. She's a cat.
My girlfriend's a cat.
She steals things. She's a woman who steals things. She's a cat. I'm a bat.
I'm a bat.
I help people.
She's a cat. We fight a penguin.
My